Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we are live now with Sports Talk DT. How are you doing, everybody, for tuning in? Today's show is going to be a great show. We will be talking about all sports today. I am getting the show together here for some reason. I can't get my host on the line. So if y'all could just be patient with us today. We're getting it together here. Not sure exactly what's going on, but what we're going to do is we're just going to take a quick commercial break here for a moment, and we'll get right back live with the sports show. So give me one moment. Let's get it. Okay. There we go. For some reason, the board has now lit up. I do apologize to everyone. Again, we are now live with Sports Talk DT, live on IFM Radio Nation. What's going on, Dennis? I do apologize about that, my boy.
What's going on, man? This is Sports Talk DT, man, a.k.a. LeVar Ball of Yucktown, a.k.a. ESPN from the Hill. What's going on?
Oh, a bunch of nothing, man. I do apologize, man, for some reason, man. I've been having some of, like, the weirdest trouble with the service down here in the country, man. I'm back in my hometown trying to do these shows, tap in with a lot of people around here, which actually one of the guys that's going to be on the show today is actually from my hometown, man. He likes to talk sports, man. So, you know, I'm going to do anything I can to help you with your show, man. We're going to make sure you get your show rocking and rolling, man. Looks like we got a couple of callers on the line. I haven't screened them, so let's see who we got first. Let's take a look. You're live with Sports Talk DT. Who are we speaking with?
What's up, DT? This is D. Will.
All right, D. Wilson, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing? Good to see your show still rocking and rolling, man.
Man, I'm good, man. I appreciate the support, man, and everything that you do for Sports Talk DT, man, is definitely – appreciate it, man. We just trying to take the show and, you know, and keep it going and move it in the right direction.
Oh, brother, it's going to go in the right direction. Just keep doing what you're doing. God going to bless you, brother.
Most definitely. Hey, Rolo, we got one more caller on. Did you screen that second caller?
We're going to go ahead and get him on the line. We're going to see who we're talking to, man. You're now live with Sports Talk DT. Who are we speaking with?
You know, what's up? What's up? If it's me. This is Torrance. What's happening, everybody?
Torrance Carter, my main man, my childhood friend, a.k.a. my hometown hero, Pontiac, man. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, yeah, man. One question. Why are you the LeVar Ball of Pontiac?
Because
you know LeVar Ball is controversial, you know, I mean, and DT like to ask those controversial sports questions to get people thinking and everything. So, you know, I'm LeVar Ball. I ask the questions that get people riled up.
It wouldn't be controversial if it wasn't DT.
I'm the person that gives the unfavorable opinions of Pontiac, you know, so I accept that role. LeVar Ball.
Okay. LeVar Ball was more famous than anything, but I get you.
Hey, but listen, man, we live on IFM Radio Nation. We are live with Sports Talk DT. This is your host, Sports Talk DT. I'm here with my main man, D. Wilson, my main man, Mr. T. Carter, from Pontiac, and be sure y'all tune into the R&R show live every Wednesday and Friday right here on IFM Radio Nation. So we're going to kick things off. But before we kick things off, I want to go all the way to Jackson, Michigan, and give a happy 7th birthday to my youngest daughter, Demaya Danielle Thompson. I talked to you earlier, baby. I told you that he was going to give you a shout-out on the air. So once again, happy birthday to you, sweetheart. You're growing up to be a fine, fine young woman. I am proud.
Happy birthday
proud
to young DT. Happy birthday to the young Miss Thompson.
Your father. So, you know, y'all give my daughter a sign. We're going to get in the show. Happy birthday, Demaya. Happy birthday, Demaya. Happy birthday, Demaya. Boom.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
happy birthday.
Cool. Happy
birthday.
So, Demaya, we love you, everybody from the sports show. I told you we were going to do it for you. So, listen, we're going to get right into the conversation tonight. Patrick Mahomes has
agreed to the biggest contract in sports history. What are your thoughts? We're going to go to T. Carter first. What are your thoughts on Mr. Patrick Mahomes' contract? Do you believe he was worth it? Do you believe it was too far-fetched, too long of a deal? What are your thoughts?
Only he could be the judge if it was too long of a deal. But I think they should have paid him more. Because as from what we've seen so far, see any reason why he would slow down or change up or anything like that. You're betting on it, so I'm glad that he got his money, because if you don't, you know, they're trying to screw him anyway. So go ahead and get paid. If he do win a couple more before it's all over, they're going to have to pay him a little bit more anyway. It's smart because if he took, you know, if he wanted to get him for everything he could, they wouldn't be able to put a team around him. So, you know, he'd be paid, but so, then he won't win. He's probably going to, you know, all the other stuff, because you got to pay your offensive lineman, you got to pay your running backs, you got to pay the other people to help your team to be a team and to not just look like Patrick Mahomes and whoever else is out there.
So, T. Carter, let me ask you this. What is the longevity, in your opinion, of a mobile quarterback?
I guess the best thing is that he's not just a mobile quarterback. He's known more for throwing than he is for running. The longevity, I mean, Vic lasted. He didn't go out because of injury, so you can last. But I guess to answer the question, longevity, I don't know. A running quarterback, maybe like at the peak of their powers, maybe like 5-6 years before injuries start hurting.
To continue to be a high level, playing at the level he is, you believe he has another 5 in his bag?
Who, Patrick Mahomes?
Absolutely. To continue playing at a high level that he's playing at right now. Can he continue to play at a high level for
yes,
the duration
for the next
of
5-6 years? Yeah, and
over
he
the next
can.
5-6 years.
Yeah, and he's gonna get better. Unless we're thinking that he already as good as he gonna be, and I don't believe
all
that.
Right,
well, this is his upcoming what, fourth season?
Yeah, third season.
He was there.
I didn't hear him say it, but I heard somebody say that he said it, that he just started learning how to read defenses. So if that's the case, if he could give you a pre-snap scan of like a Peyton Manning or something like that, and then go out there and run around, you know, like you do, and then throw the ball like you do, you know, I'm not a fan of his or the Kansas City Chiefs, but if he keeps doing that, he'd be the greatest whatever we've ever seen as far as football goes.
All right, Wilson, what you think about Mr. Mahomes and his $503 million contract.
I believe that the contract was too long for him. For the Chiefs, it was just right, but for him, it was too long. Because that money gonna raise up, like my man was saying, you gonna get another ship, gonna get another maybe 2 ships, then that money gonna be obsolete to you because you work more. So I think the deal that he signed was too long. But it was justified. Don't get me wrong. It was justified for them to throw that money at him. But it was just too long for him because he's gonna have to raise his price up.
Okay, so the same thing that I want to ask you is how can we say, Coach Wilson, that after 2 years of football, that Patrick Mahomes is worth 10 years? $500 million. I mean, Mike Vick didn't get that much. I mean, neither did Tom Brady.
Well, Mike Vick didn't deserve that much. Mike Vick didn't deserve that much, nor did Tom Brady. We've never seen a quarterback with the skill set that he has and do what he did in the time frame that he did it.
Tom Brady.
But you want to know why?
So
Tom Brady been winning since he got sub.
And Tom Brady. Tom Brady. For how long? How long was Tom Brady the reason that they win, or the reason that they won? How many years was it that he had to go out and just not lose the game? He's a game man. I want everybody to call Tom Brady, especially in the beginning of his career, exactly what he was. He was a game man. He didn't lose the game for you. He wasn't asked
exactly,
to win the game.
Exactly.
Patrick Mahomes is asked to win the game. That's the difference. And that's why he deserves to be paid more. Don't make it like anybody that can throw the football.
Here's the simplicity. here's the simplicity of it. You want to know, you said, why is he worth that money? Simply because, was anybody talking about the Kansas City Chiefs before they started playing that
football? There you go.
Alex,
there you go.
Was the NFL
the
giving them
City.
Any attention?
Hold on now. Let's talk apples to apples. When Kansas City Chiefs hired Andy Reid, and Andy Reid went and got Alex Smith, the Kansas City Chiefs became instant contenders. Now, if we're going to talk facts, let's talk facts. They lost to Tom Brady in the divisional that year. Andy Reid, first year
DT.
Of the job.
DT.
Now we're going to
and it wasn't,
DT.
It wasn't Patrick Mahomes' fault. It wasn't Patrick Mahomes' fault.
DT, go back in history. How long? They got a couple of headlines because they signed Alex Smith. But how much attention worldwide is the Kansas City Chiefs getting now that Patrick Mahomes is a starting quarterback? Now that Patrick Mahomes is sitting up here doing no look behind the back passes on the football field in a game, how much notoriety has he given them?
They're getting national.
So they're making money off of that. It's just like college. You making money off this dude. You might as well give him his money. You making money off this cat that you never had seen before. Kansas City wasn't making his money. Kansas City wasn't getting notoriety. People wasn't betting on Kansas City like they betting on Kansas City right now. They odds because of Patrick Mahomes, nobody else, not Andy Reid, not nobody else. It's all because of Patrick Mahomes. Pay that man. That's why he's
worth
that
money. And I understand that, Coach Wilson, but what I'm saying is that the average lifeline of a mobile quarterback is not 10 years.
Would you classify Patrick Mahomes as a mobile quarterback?
That you can start and play at a high level is not 10 years. Michael Vick played more than 10 years in the league, but how long was he
started? Does Patrick Mahomes play like Mike Vick?
Quick question.
Of course.
How many hits do Patrick
Mahomes?
How many severe hits do Patrick Mahomes take in a game?
Patrick Mahomes just to say that he hasn't taken that.
Okay, so,
you're asking about a mobile quarterback.
Huh?
Go ahead.
You're talking about a mobile quarterback. A mobile quarterback is one of them cats that wants to play like a running back or whatever the case is. Patrick Mahomes is smart enough to get rid of the ball, not to take his. So, yeah, he's probably going to live out that 10-year contract. But, again, it's shortening him. It's a bargain for Kansas City in the long run. Right now, everybody looking at that big number, 503. And everybody like, oh, he got paid. But in the long run, it's a bargain if he keeps up this level. He doesn't take hits like that. So he's not. The probability of him being injured is low.
Would you tie $500 million into one person? How can you really build around him? Talk to me, Carter.
Well, because it's not $500 million tomorrow. Or this year is the potential to be 503. Is 450 off rip.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, 450 guaranteed. And yeah, you're gonna have to pay them this year. But then the cap go up next year. And then after that, the cap go up then too. Do you remember when DeMarcus Cousins got that big contract? I know it's two different sports, but do you remember when DeMarcus Cousins got that big contract? They were talking about the contract.
Shaq was the first one to get a three-figure contract.
No, no, I'm wrong. It was DeMarcus Cousins because he had got the extension before then. But they were asking, you know, all this other stuff, and was it going to be worth it? It was only like 18 or 19
Absolutely.
At the time. And they were
Absolutely.
Saying that by the end of his contract,
yes,
they were saying that by the end of his contract, that was going to be a deal. So now look, that was team 19. Now people getting 45 in the NBA. So I don't know how true this is, but this morning on all of the sports talk, they were saying that about how the cap projections, the quarterbacks might be demanding $80 million by the end of his contract. So if that's the
that's
case, 45 ain't gonna hurt nobody. And that's why, because the money gonna keep going up, his ain't, and they can pay everybody else around them.
To your point, when we look at the overall grand scheme of things, some salary caps, in players and contracts, what viable names will take a cut to come play with Mahomes? Or will we think that players will still want to get paid regardless of who that QB is?
Was that to me?
Who was that to, DT? If it was for me, I didn't hear it.
No, that's to you, Wilson.
Okay, can you repeat it?
Will players take a cut to come play with Mahomes, or will still, or will players still want to be paid regardless of who the QB is?
Players will take a – okay, if I heard the question correctly, will the players take a cut to play with certain players? Is that what the question was? I'm having a bad connection where I'm at.
Because I'm a cross-reference it to the NBA. When LeBron James went to Miami Heat and Dwayne Wade re-signed and Chris Bosh signed, they had to go out and sign all of these mid-level players, Mike Morris, Mario Chalmers.
But they had to do that in L.A. We had to do that in L.A.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah,
same
you're
going
to take a pay cut to win. You'll take a pay cut to win.
My question is, go ahead.
Yeah, you'll take a pay cut to win. You'll take a pay cut if you believe that you can actually win. That's why they got role players. The role players are important. Once you get the cream of the crop, then your role players are very important. So, yeah, the player depends on the player's mentality. And to be honest with you, it depends on the player's age. If they just came into the league, they might not take a pay cut to win. They might try to get their money up and then go from there. But if they've been in the league, whichever league it be, for a while, and they've gotten the money, yeah, they're going to take a pay cut to win. They're going to take a pay cut to play with certain players. We saw that in Miami.
Once again, we live on IFN Radio Nation with Sports Talk DT. We're talking Cam Newton to the Patriots, Patrick Mahomes contract, and the NBA restart. I'm here live with David Wilson and my man, Mr. Torrance Carter. Make sure you tune into the R&R show every Wednesday and Friday night on IFN Radio Nation. So, T. Carter, so talk to me. We all know that coaches don't last long in the NFL. There are probably maybe one or two coaches, maybe three that I can think of that has had a long tenure at their current jobs. So getting to the point, let's just say 2 years from now, 3 years from now, Andy Reid gets fired from Kansas City. And the coach comes in and say, I don't want a mobile quarterback anymore. I want a pocket quarterback. Could Patrick Mahomes potentially be on the trading block? And if he does get placed on the trading block, what team will pick up that massive deal?
Two things, what you just said. Number one, any coach, because the question that you asked about the first part that you said about the coaches not lasting long, whoever comes in and wants to trade Patrick Mahomes won't last long. So there's that. Number two, if you want to trade him, go ahead. Somebody will take him. Unless of course, he's damaged goods by that point, and I'm certain they got whatever kind of clauses worked into his contract. They said it was like $140 million injury guarantee or something like that. So they only had to pay him $14 million. So if he's damaged goods, he won't cost that much. And if he's not damaged goods, he'll probably still be worth that much or more. So –
wow. All right. So, listen, we've seen Cam Newton go to the New England Patriots. Well, before I go to Cam Newton, let's talk Tom Brady. Tom Brady, in my opinion, is arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. Some would say that Tom Brady was only a game manager or a system quarterback based upon the coach that he played for. But whenever, in my opinion, that you can go out and win for a consistent for as many years as Tom Brady has did it, you have to be considered some level of eliteness or greatness. So in saying that, he signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How well do we think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will do, and can Tom Brady take this team to a Super Bowl? David Wilson.
They'll make the playoffs. They're not winning no Super Bowl. They'll make the playoffs simply because he brings – the reason why Tom Brady was signed to Tampa Bay is, yeah, he's 41. He's going to be 41 starting of the 42, 41 start of the season. The reason why he was signed to Tampa Bay – simply to bring that winning mindset for the younger players, for the talent that they have. That's all Tom Brady was brought into. At one point in time, Tom Brady was one of, if not the greatest quarterback of that time frame, but he's not anymore. He's on the downside, even though he keeps his body up or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, Tampa Bay will go to the playoffs. They might even get to the divisional, but they're not winning the Super Bowl.
All right, so T. Carter, how many games can the Buccaneers win?
How many can they win?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't really have that big expectations for Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. I don't know. I said it anywhere between 9 and 12, or 8 and 12, maybe.
All right, I got blue from Mineola. He joining the line. Blue, welcome to Sports Talk with DT. How are you, sir? Blue, are you there? All right, well, we're gonna wait on Blue to get on. But T. Carter, is the Buccaneers right now good enough to come out of the NFC? If they don't come out the NFC, who is the team in your opinion that can take them down?
On paper, they are. They gotta beat the Saints in their division. They're gonna have to beat Seattle. I don't consider Chicago to be a championship contender, but as far as defense goes, they rough. You never know if Atlanta, you know, they got everything that you need down there. This might be the year that they come together, and they also in the same division. So I don't know. They can, but I don't think they will.
So if Tom Brady does not sign or didn't sign, because he already signed, that's so doesn't sign is improper. If he didn't sign with Tampa Bay, and he was adamant on leaving New England, which he was. What was a better fit, if not Tampa Bay?
If you're asking me, maybe San Diego.
Ooh, sheesh! Hey. Hold on 1 second. I think we got everything situated with Blue from Mineola. Blue, welcome to Sports Talk with DT. How are you?
I'm good. I'm out.
Good.
Damn, well, the good as hell.
Good. Yeah. Hey, man, we glad to have you on. Hey, so we're talking Tom Brady to the Buccaneers. Do you feel as if that was the best move for Tom Brady?
Yes, he got two beast wide receivers. And a third tight end.
I mean, so can Tom Brady come out of the NFC? Can he win his division? The Saints are proven in the NFC. So can Tom Brady go into the division with Drew Brees?
I don't think so. Tom Brady might do good, and the team might do good, but coming out the NFC, I don't know, because Cowboys coming out the NFC.
The Cowboys.
Cowboys. Texas, baby. We coming out the NFC this year. Get a contract.
Hold up, DT.
By July 15th, and we coming out the NFC. Cowboys.
No disrespect. But this brother said the Cowboys coming out the NFC. Anything can happen except the Cowboys coming out the NFC.
I don't see the Cowboys winning more than 9 games.
Dak Prescott
is not what it is in Dallas. Like, I'm sorry. Like, every Cowboys fan had believe in Dak Prescott. Scott is not the answer. T. Carter, what you got for me on Dak?
Okay, we'll feed the ball.
He said on Dak.
Hold on, Blue. Let T. Carter get in. What's your thoughts on Prescott?
Pay him, number one. Number two, he the best thing the Cowboys have had in don't know how many years. Number three, you got to let him see what he can do with a better coach. Nobody ever thought that Jason Garrett was going to be much, and he showed exactly what he could be. So I don't know why everybody was surprised then. But number two, they have a chance at a better situation now, but they got to let that see. You have to see what you can do from it, I guess. But I don't think that
Okay, so
I don't think they want him for the long haul. No, go ahead. I don't think they want him for the long haul, though.
So if McCarthy T. Carter can't turn the Cowboys around, is it now McCarthy's fault, or do we have to now look at the quarterback?
You can look at the quarterback. That would be fair. Or look at the sum of the parts. You know what I'm saying? You have the offensive line, especially right now, the offensive line isn't as good as it's been. They say they lost some people from the secondary, but they was deep there anyway. They just signed two great defensive linemen. They had an okay defensive line before. Their linebackers was the strength of the defense anyway. So, you know, it might just be bad luck. That too, I don't know. Who knows?
No,
I don't think it's fair for them to talk about Dak how they do and to not want to pay him just because he'll reset the quarterback market. They don't care. They let Joe Flacco reset the quarterback market. He won a Super Bowl, but he wasn't a quarterback that Dak Prescott is.
All right, Dak is a solid quarterback. Dak's a solid quarterback, man. If the Cowboys don't be successful this year, I'm going to blame it strictly on McCarthy because simply fact, one thing that stuck out to me about McCarthy's hiring is at least he was honest, but at the same time, I don't know, me hiring somebody and then they come around and say, I just wanted a job, so I lied in my interview. That right there, yeah, bruh, I don't know. I don't know how much he's going to be into the game plan and how much he's really going to be into coaching this team. He just wanted a job. Like he said, I just wanted a job. He wanted that money. He wanted that NFL coaching money. So you don't think
McCarthy is really locked into coaching?
Not the Cowboys. I don't think he's locked into coaching the Cowboys.
I think he's a good coach. With a young quarterback.
But I don't think he's not locked in to coach the Cowboys, though. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, so let me ask you this, fellas. Let me go to Blue. So we're not speaking partially because we're Cowboys fans. Sports Talk DT, we're an impartial sports show. So what have Dak Prescott done that will say that he deserves to be paid?
He won two NFC East championships, won a playoff game, and this past year he went 8-8. And he's never missed a game. That's what he's done. NFC East championships, won the playoff game, and never missed a game.
How many playoff games has he won? He won one playoff game. Let's be honest. He only played one playoff game.
If we're gonna say this about Dak Prescott, and I'm assuming that you guys are Cowboys fans, right?
I'm not a Cowboys fan, but my man Blue from Texas is.
I'm an equal hater. Look at what happened with Tony Romo. I truly believe that Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Tony Romo. We never heard the things said about Dak or about Tony Romo that we've heard about Dak Prescott already. So,
you sleeping on Tony Romo? Don't it like Tony Romo went home? How's he was?
I'm okay with being sleep on Tony Romo. I just tell you this: the team got better when they asked him to do less. So, you should probably sleep on Tony Romo too.
Okay. who was Tony Romo running back?
DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray, he led the league two straight
and
years.
And they went to the playoffs, and Dez caught the ball.
If you give Matt Stafford that team, you win championships.
Matt Stafford.
Easy. Without even thinking about it.
He throw for all these numbers because he's always behind.
Hey, listen, man. Before a person down talk Matt Stafford, you gotta look at what he has done as far as QB rating over and compared to top QBs in the league over the last 3 to 5 years.
Did Matt Stafford not have Calvin Johnson, Megatron?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Name me another quarterback in history that just had a wide receiver and did anything significant. They just had a wide receiver and did anything to make it. Not an offensive line, not a running back, not a tight end, not a nothing else, but a great wide receiver.
Kevin
That's all
Smith
he had.
The Lions had Kevin Smith as our running back. Like, let's be real.
We had Reggie Bush that 1 year. He ran for 1,001 yards. That was our last 1,000-yard rusher. That was our last 1,000-yard rusher. Matt Stafford has Matt. What they always say about Tom Brady and all that stuff, they do the most with the
league. Reggie Bush was nice, and he could catch out the backfield.
Reggie Bush had one good
done.
Season with the Lions.
He ran for 1,001 yards.
You said 1,001 yards like that? Sorry.
No, that
I mean,
1,001 yards.
Yeah.
That's solid.
What?
Blue.
1,001 yards means that he was good enough to get just that much. Is that really a significant enough run game to help your team? Is that what you think?
But look at what he was doing out the backfield from catching. He wasn't getting no receiving yards.
But Blue, I'll give you that he had 1,000 yards, and we're giving it to you too. But we saying is the 2 years or 3 years he was with the Lions, he had 1,000 yards for 1 year. His first year he was basically on the roster, but not on the roster. And his third year he was injured. His second year with the Lions was his best year. And the Lions
okay.
lost to the Saints in the playoffs.
I got you. I heard. I do. But you making it seem like Reggie Bush like he was slum though.
No. I'm not saying that at all.
As far as anybody else starting running back, it's only a name. Why do we keep saying Reggie Bush? If his name was Kevin Smith, you would never mention him. If his name was anybody else, you would never mention him.
What he did in college and stole the trophy from the chick before Vince Young.
We're not even gonna go back to that title game. I just watched that the other day. But anywho, man, we live on IFM Radio Nation, Sports Talk DC. I got Blue, D Wilson, and T Carter on the line. Make sure you tune into the R&R show every Wednesday and Friday night right here live on IFM Radio Nation. So listen, NBA is getting ready to restart. Coach Wilson, this is where I need you to tap in at. Talk to me. Is it bad for basketball? Is it good for the fans? What will really happen in this NBA restart that's supposed to happen in a couple of weeks?
As a fan, it's great. But as the most serious topic of lives and things of that nature, it's questionable. They all adults. They could say yes. They could say no. You've got some people that said no. I'm not doing it. Some people said it for some right reasons, like Trevor Ariza. Trevor Ariza in a custody battle for his son. This is the time he gets his son. So he said, no, my son is more important. Some of these cats, they just, you know, like Patrick Beverly said, and this is the bottom line, and we talked about this about two or three shows ago, DT. LeBron, the golden child of NBA. If he'd have said we're not playing, I don't feel safe, we'd have had all this talk about restart shut down immediately.
That's true.
But LeBron said he wanted to play. So all of a sudden, we got to find a way to restart the season. So it's good for our fans. It's good from a fans' perspective, but it's your own choice as an adult, as a human being, when you're talking about the overall life thing. I'm excited because it's from a fan, but I'm really worried. Like, you know, hey, I don't want nobody. I don't want these cats to get injured because of the time off, and now you're trying to restart and talking about playoffs and all that stuff. So you know, cats' mentality is just gonna go another level because they want that ring. But is your body conditioned? I know cats been doing their off-season workouts. They've been doing workouts or whatever the case may be. But, you know, hey, man, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm scared because this is life or death. We're talking life or death. Somebody gets sick and these cats dying from it. Of course, some places have beaten it. You've had people that survived the corona. and, you know, they've been blessed by God to survive it. But we talking about one slip up, one super spreader, as they like to call it, and cats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to think of it from not only a selfish aspect from a fan, like, yeah, I want to see my favorite player. I want to see LeBron get a ring, or whoever's a LeBron fan, or I want to see how far D. Lillard. I'm behind Dame Lillard. I would love to see Dame Lillard get his first ring. But
he's not
at the risk of.
He's not going to even make the playoffs, though, bro.
You say Portland ain't going to make it?
No.
Portland's in the bubble.
Not.
Portland's in the bubble right now.
I know that. I'm just saying they're not gonna make it. Because NBA want to see Zion make it.
True. Three
That's
spots
true.
Out
I
from
John. I agree with that, Blue, 100%.
But look at it this way. You got Memphis in the eighth spot. So what are they gonna do? Because John Morant be killing the NBA. I don't care what anybody say. Yeah, Zion came in with the hype.
But
if you look at play,
you have to win a few games though.
I'm just saying that boy is something serious to deal with, man.
He's something serious to deal with. Okay, so
deal.
Who gets the last spot in the so who gets the last spot in the West?
I don't know. It's gonna be
New Orleans, Memphis, or the Trailblazers.
It's gonna be Memphis.
You think Memphis is gonna take the eighth spot?
They already got like a 3.5 game lead.
I didn't hear you, Blue. What you say?
I said Memphis because they already got like a 3.5 game lead.
Yeah, they got
and
3.5 down over.
Absolutely, but the point I want to bring out is that the NBA announces is that they're going to play an 8-game schedule, and then based upon the records of the schedule, that's how you're going to get the seedings in the tournament.
Well, keep in mind, fellas.
So let's just say, go ahead, Wilson.
Keep this in mind, though, fellas. New Orleans got the easiest of the reschedules. Everybody
absolutely.
Got their schedules and all that stuff. New Orleans got the easiest reschedule. That's something to keep in mind because they 3.5 out. They got the easiest reschedule. I don't know. Like my man said,
the
NBA
won. They're going to play a tournament.
Zion the new golden child, man. So if it's putting Zion in there. That's what I'm saying. So if they want to put him in to get that money rolling, because, hey, I don't care what anybody say. This is all about money, too. So if you got Zion in the NBA.
If we can, fellas, can we just really focus on not the corona issue of the NBA, but just the overall game of basketball itself? With people, and I'm going to go to T-Card on this one. With people declining not to play and different people have been signed, who do you like to win the award, T-Card?
Who do I like what?
I said with different people opting out and teams being allowed to sign players with all of the player movement that's going on right now, who do you like to win it all with this shortened schedule?
Oh, who do I like to win it all?
The
Lakers. Hold on. Let T-Carter respond first.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The Lakers better not lose, I tell you that. LeBron shouldn't lose with AD, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
But
on
the cool,
I don't know.
That
I feel
Avery Bradley not playing, that hurt though.
You're right, but
Avery Bradley
LeBron, you're right. But if I'm LeBron, how bad should I need Avery Bradley? I'm LeBron, right? How bad should Jordan need?
No,
on the
cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Avery Bradley's throwing 44 out of 49 games. He was out there lifting.
Avery Bradley is an outstanding player. Avery Bradley at the current time, he's my favorite Laker player. But all I'm saying is when you are as great as we say LeBron is, and you have a player as great as we think AD is, how bad should he need Avery Bradley?
You don't
need
Avery
Who said LeBron was
especially
that great?
Especially when you just signed J.R. Smith.
That's a good question.
And I'm not a fan of J.R. Smith. But in my opinion, they do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, y'all saying LeBron
might be a better
guy. Who said LeBron was so great? I'm not understanding. Who said LeBron was so great?
No. He said since people say that LeBron is great. So Blue, I'll go to you then.
And that's all I'm saying. It's an argument everywhere, every other week. about LeBron maybe being the greatest. That's the only reason why I said that. If you don't think that, then of course go ahead and, you know, disregard it. But I don't know, because I don't know if they're gonna win, because they already given excuses for them not to win.
All right, so Blue, who you got winning
the Lake Show? I'm around with the Lake Show.
And why do you say? And why do you
say he's gonna get one for Kobe? He get one for the Mamba.
All right, so
they gonna do it for the Mamba.
Who I got winning it?
Reluctantly,
I got the Lakers winning.
Who you got? Who?
Reluctantly, I got the Lakers winning.
The Lakers.
I'm going with LA because they better not lose.
Simply because they got to give LeBron his last ring.
Man, all right.
They're doing this for LeBron,
right,
bro.
Okay. So let me ask you this, then, because I don't got the Lakers winning. I got an Eastern Conference team winning it all. So let me if y'all want to know who I got winning, I got the Bucks winning. And the reason I say the Bucks can win is based on the fact that when the NBA started, the first 25, 26 games, the Bucks went like 22-2. They came out the gates snapping. They beat everybody.
Me too.
Hold on, Blue. We let you talk. Let me get it out. So, and they beat the Lakers twice this year. Not saying that just because you beat a team already, you could beat them again. But I'm saying, based on the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks, they play quick, they play fast, and I like what they did at the beginning of the season. I really like the Milwaukee Bucks to take down the LA Lakers in the championship. I really do. The Milwaukee get up and down the floor, and they play great defense.
But who is running with Greek Freak, though?
Facts.
Who
Milwaukee is a good team, but let's keep in mind the famous words of our Piston alum. The season is a race. It's a marathon, baby. You coming out 26-1,
right,
like you said, that's commendable. But let's be honest. We got veterans over there in L.A. land. I ain't no LeBron fan, but let's be honest. We got veterans over there. We got cats that's been there.
Okay,
I'll just say this.
This is the reason.
Hold on, Dennis.
I do believe that the Bucks could win just because they could catch somebody slipping. You know what I'm saying? If they get matched up with the Clippers in the first round, in the finals, I think they could beat the Clippers. Because they could figure out a way to get Giannis on one of their bigs, and they don't have good bigs. So, but I don't know if Milwaukee will win because I think they use Giannis wrong, and simply because they have Giannis passing to teammates instead of his teammates passing the ball to Giannis. Like their system is set up with him facilitating. And he should be the one. They should put him in, like, he should be the roller. He run a lot of pick and rolls, where he the pick man, or he the roller. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's the handler of the pick
right.
and roll. He should be on the opposite end of it, 89 times a game, I think.
But
cool.
My man said that the Bucks run, like in the playoffs, all that stuff slow down.
You got a good point. Just think about Atlanta teams. They Budenholzer came over from Atlanta. Atlanta set a couple franchise records and wins, and they look real good. They played team ball, they played team defense, and then LeBron swept. So it don't matter.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
So let's talk to Boston Celtics. How far can the Boston Celtics go?
Bro, it's on the sun. They could probably they could come out. I feel like anybody could come out the East. The East is wide open.
The East is wide open.
I don't think there's a team like who's the And years before it was LeBron it was Cleveland or Miami we had a good idea. This year we don't have I don't have a good idea who the favorite might be.
Even so,
Giannis, man, but I don't know, because Philly could do it. If Philly get hot enough, Philly could do it out the East.
Even Toronto,
could do it at the East. Absolutely. Toronto, whatever, nobody thought Toronto was going to be this good, and they didn't prove that if they could do this for 2 weeks in the playoffs, they in there.
You ain't my fellas.
All right, so Torrance, so let me ask you this. The Clippers came through the NBA by force this year. They had the power move. They brought in Kawhi, and then they brought in Paul George. And what's the guy's name that just said he's not playing? Shamet, which is 100%, not 100%, but he's a key piece of their defensive scheme of what the Clippers do defensively. Will the absence of Shamet come back to hurt the Clippers defensively, or do they have enough pieces where his absence won't be a problem? Mr. Wilson,
I think go ahead,
Carter. You talk first.
No, go ahead. Wilson, go ahead.
Defensively, yeah, it will hurt, but next man up. And I believe that, you know, they can go out there and find somebody to find as a replacement player. But overall scheme, what you've been doing all season, yeah, it's going to mess up the chemistry and it's going to hurt a lot. It might show later on, but it's going to show. And I hope it just don't show at the wrong time, if you get my meaning.
Absolutely. So, Carter, The Clippers went out and signed Reggie Jackson, who was waived by the Detroit Pistons at the tail end of the season. And we all know that he hasn't got much work in with the Clippers. Can he come in and be that backup point guard that Doc Rivers need him to be? And if so, can he get the Clippers over the top with the absence of their true backup point guard, Mr. Shamet?
Yeah, because – at least in OKC, Reggie Jackson was a solid defender. You know, and then when he got to Detroit, you know, you don't got to do nothing in Detroit as long as they're paying you. So he got here, and I guess he started getting lazy or whatever it was. But if, of course, because everybody's in the league, so they got talent. But if he's there and his role is so small now that all you have to do is just go and do the things that he's good at, I hope. So they won't ask him to go out and make a decision on the pick and roll that often. He could just probably go out there and score. Or if he does, he won't be out there that long. So, you know, his decisions won't or shouldn't hurt, I guess, that much. But I think he can come in and at least play a solid backup point guard because he played a okay starting point guard for a long time.
Hey, so Blue.
Yes, he is.
Blue still here?
Yeah.
Hey, I was gone for a minute. Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, so,
I want to ask y'all.
All right, so.
Okay.
So if the Lakers doesn't win, and I'm coming to everybody with the same question, but I'm going to start with Blue first. If the Lakers doesn't win, who is your dark horse to win it all?
H-Town Tech. Westbrook and Harden.
Houston is your dark horse if the Lakers don't win it.
I said the Beard and Westbrook.
Coach Wilson, if not the Lakers, who wins the title? Who's your dark horse?
Milwaukee.
Rolling.
Mr.
Rolling.
Carter, who's your dark horse if the Lakers don't win?
He said the book.
Carter, you going with the Bucks as well?
Oh, and I didn't know somebody else on. My bad.
Torrance, are you there?
Oh, my bad. I thought y'all came. I'm sorry. I thought I had it on mute. If they make it, Portland.
If the Lakers don't win, Portland is your dark horse
win. I said the Beard and Westbrook.
If Portland get in, I got Portland winning as my dark horse.
My dark horse to win it all.
Portland not gonna be in though, bro.
My dark
they
horse
might
to
not.
Win it
if
all.
They do, that's my dark horse.
Cause I'm gonna say if they do get in, they have to play the Lakers, so they out first round.
My dark horse to win it all is the Denver Nuggets, and the reason I say the Denver Nuggets is because Jokic, in my opinion, is arguably the best center in the entire NBA, offense, defense, all the way around. Jokic is, in my opinion, is the best center in the NBA Are we talking to centers in the NBA? Who's a better center than Jokic? Don't say Andre Drummond, and that's my boy.
Joel Embiid.
No, Andre Drummond. Have y'all seen the new Jokic, though? He's lost. Joel
Embiid.
Huh?
And that's going to hurt him. That's going to hurt him because he needed that. He needed his weight to work on people.
Still weight. His body didn't transform.
Jokic is weak and he's soft.
Jokic's
weak and he's
soft
and he can't lead a team.
I just think.
And he had the COVID.
Do he still got the COVID?
And he had the Rona.
I'm just saying.
Regardless, I don't rate him that high. I think he overrated in my mind.
You think Jokic is overrated?
Yeah.
The Denver Nuggets set at the number one seed in the Western Conference for almost a month and a half of basketball.
I don't care. Like I said, Atlanta set winning records. Atlanta set franchise winning records. They have 4 All Stars. They did all of these great things, and then they don't do nothing in the playoffs. Jokic is great. I don't even want to say he's great. He's very good right now.
I mean, for real,
he already showed you what he is in the playoffs. Yeah, that's bad for him.
Did they lose in the
second round? He needed to be heavy.
Didn't they lose in the second round last year? Or did they make it to the conference finals when they beat San Antonio? Wouldn't they beat San Antonio? Was that first round or second round?
Who is this? Who are you talking
about? Last year when they beat the Spurs in 7 games, was that first round or second round?
Were the Spurs ever going to win anything? And the Spurs took them 7 games? Like, are you serious? A team that wasn't going to win anything took you 7 games. Are we talking good about you?
No, I'm saying was that first round or second round?
I honestly, probably the first round. I don't remember. But if you look, I don't care who you beat in 7 games. If the team that you beat wasn't going to win anyway, it don't matter.
Wow. Just because I'm from Texas, I just want to know what y'all think. What y'all think the Mavericks will do?
Depending on who
Mavericks.
I play, I like Luka. I said what I had to say. I like Luka.
Wilson talking. Okay, Carter. Before Wilson jump in, okay, Carter. How far can Luka? I mean, and I'm no hater. I respect what Luka has been doing, but how far can Luka take Dallas Mavericks? And we all understand. And Blue just said it out his own mouth. He said all of that up and down the floor stuff. And do what? It stopped come playoff time. And we know the Dallas Mavericks up and down the floor, up and down the floor, up and down the floor. Can the Dallas Mavericks win in the half court setting? Talk to me, Carter.
They could because they have half court players. Juka operates in the half court. You got the unicorn who operates in the half court. That's pick and roll all day. You got Wes Hardaway Jr. who's a spot up shooter. You know what I'm saying? And he get a lot of mid range shots. That sounds like half court. And he's another spot up shooter. I think and they play a good team system defense. I'm not saying they're gonna win it, but I think they can. I like how that team is built. I like them a lot better than Dallas. I mean, I'm sorry, than Denver. If they match up, if they play Denver, I'll take Dallas over Denver.
You would take Dallas to beat Denver.
Yes.
Okay, so Wilson, you've been kind of quiet for a few minutes. Jump in on this. How far? I mean, well, let me ask you this. Is KP ready to go? We talk a lot about all of these things from other teams. Is KP ready to go?
No. Not at all. Yes.
I'm very entertained.
The reason why I've been quiet, I've been very entertained by these gentlemen's points. They've made some valid points on the playoff teams and things of that nature. But, you know, like my man just got through saying about Dallas. And a half court set, yeah, they're good or whatever the case may be, because they're gonna run the offense through Luka. But they don't have enough to sustain against an LA, against a Milwaukee, against actually I like Denver as well. I don't like them to win it. But I like Denver better than Dallas.
I like Denver better than Dallas too.
I'm looking at it from a perspective of I'm looking at it. Everybody knows if you know basketball, when it comes down to the playoffs, it comes down to your bench and your role players. Who's more? What they bring? They shut down the bench. They go to maybe 6-7 subs. But those 2-3 subs that you bring in, what do they bring to the table? What do they sustain? If you don't have somebody that comes in, yeah, the regular season don't mean anything when it comes to playoffs. We take a game to the next level.
Keep in mind,
you can't take your game to the next level, you don't need to be.
Keep in mind, fellas,
that's why they say
DeAndre
the license
Jordan
you bring.
Not playing. DeAndre Jordan is still hurt.
Brooklyn is done.
The center. Who's the center?
Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yes, he's still hurt. So Dwight Powell is the starting center for the Dallas Mavericks for the playoffs.
How far can
the backup take him?
I think Houston could catch him sleeping.
What'd you say, Torrance?
I said I don't think that Houston is better than Denver, but I think they could catch him slipping. I don't take Denver serious at all, is what I'm saying.
What about you?
I'm sorry, Denver got some substance to it, but without Jokic, I don't know. Without Jokic, I really don't know about Denver.
The thing about the Dallas Mavericks, Lou, that I don't like is that every team, in my opinion, they have at least a solid 1-2 punch for the playoffs, or every good team should have a solid 1-2 punch. And this is why I say Kristaps Porzingis isn't ready, because, A, he never experienced no type of high-level basketball playing for the Knicks, and B, last year he was hurt all year, and this year he played half a year and was out and went to Argentina or whatever country he went to, got beat up in the club. Then Corona came. Now you expect him
to come
back and ready to go? Come on now. He hasn't played in playoff games at all. Name me one meaningful NBA. Not even playoff. What meaningful NBA game has he played in?
You're right. Hey, Dennis, you're right.
Why you put my man
Business
out there?
You're absolutely correct, right? But
why you put my
also,
man
Boobies
out there like that?
We haven't seen him film yet.
And what, Jimmy?
Yeah. No, we got to see him play, and we got to see him. We haven't seen him play in a meaningful game, but we ain't seen him fail
in a meaningful game. So he might come out and dominate.
I mean, I get that. I'm just saying that when you are piecing it together to win it all, and I'm not saying that in a year or 2 years from now we can't be talking that Dallas can't win it all. But right now, due to the fact that Porzingis hasn't had any playoff experience, I can give Luka some playoff experience because he's been playing professionally overseas and has won titles overseas. So he has.
What did Porzingis do?
So I mean, when we talk about who's more high level right now, who are you going for, KP or Luka?
Luka.
Absolutely. My point exactly. And he came in playing on a high level. What did KP do for the Knicks? Nothing.
Came in playing at a high level. He made everybody shut up.
Consistently, Carter. But he played for Field and Field and Cleveland Curry mode.
You know. He got the unicorn nickname after he played. You know what I'm saying? They called him after they saw him play, and you know what I'm saying, after the skill was shown. So you're right. You're absolutely correct. He could get in the playoffs and flounder, or he could get in the playoffs and take off. We don't know yet because we ain't seen him yet.
All right, okay, so let me throw this out there, fellas. How much real work do you think these players are putting in by themselves, or do you think everybody just staying home and staying safe like the rest of us?
Nah, these cats are serious about winning.
The Instagram videos.
We already saw the Instagram videos of LeBron and AD working out. We saw the Instagram video of Westbrook working out in the sand. We saw the video with Steven Adams in Australia chasing goats and stuff on Instagram. But how much real work is these players putting in?
I believe the ones that weren't willing to put in the work.
I know LeBron been putting in work, though. On Rolling Pops here.
You said,
I just
you
put
said
it that way. The cats that want to win. The cats that want to win, we put work in.
I mean, we just have a. I mean, So let me ask you this: is the 31st the ideal date to restart the season? Is the restart too soon?
Yeah, it's too soon. I was all in favor. Listen, I was all in favor of shutting this down, finding out what we got to find out. Take the time. Let these players heal. Let these players be safe. Let these players spend time with their families. And then when October rolls around. Or when it gets close to October, when it's time to get the when we start the camp, mini camps and all that stuff, that's when we start talking basketball again. This is the one thing that I say for the world. Again, I go back to being a fan. Yeah, it's great, but when you're talking about humanity, when you're talking about life, play it safe, baby. We're not playing. The NBA not playing it safe. NBA playing it about money. That's not fair to a lot. We looking past what is real, what the real picture is. These players got lives. These players have wives. These players have children. These people have parents. They are just like you and me.
Carter, what you got for me?
What's the question?
How much real work is these players putting in? Like, we saw the different videos of LeBron and AD. Steven Adams,
I would like to hope.
How much real work do you, in your opinion, are these players putting in? And do you think the NBA is starting the season back too soon?
I think they started back too soon. I like when they had a plan to not play at all. You know what I'm saying? Just for some, you know, for the cause type stuff. So I kind of it's easier for me to say than to do, but I kind of hope that they wouldn't play. But I would like to hope that they were all taken care of. Ain't that what they all preach anyway? That they at least kind of fake, be on social media working out and, you know, eating healthy and stuff. So what a better time to work out and eat healthy than now when you can't do nothing else. So I would like to hope. You know, well, and that's not, and you hear more positives than anything. Like, you know, people coming back in the best shape of their lives, like James Harden reportedly lost 20-some-odd pounds. Like you said, Jokic then lost weight. People who was healthy can get, you know, can get.
Yeah, but Jokic lost weight because he's
can
sick.
Can get fresh now.
Jokic lost weight because he's sick.
However he did it, he lost weight. You're right, though. But, you know. You know,
I mean, I ain't
but,
trying to discredit what you're saying, but don't take me wrong. I'm not trying to discredit what you're saying. I'm just saying Jokic lost weight because he's sick.
No, no, you're absolutely correct. But y'all, everybody was mentioning it earlier anyway, you know, that he lost weight and he was supposed to be, you know, that was. At least so they were saying that was supposed to be, you know, could help him, you know. But I don't – if anybody I'm a bet on LeBron to take care of his body the best. But, yeah, I think everybody – I would like to think that everybody was working out and taking care of themselves.
Hey, and keep this in mind, fellas.
We are out of time for tonight's show, so I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds to give a shout-out. We're going to start with my man T. Carter. Anybody you want to shout out? I know you want to shout out your own show. Let us know what's going on with your show. How can we tune in? Everything. Go ahead.
Well, shout out first to all these gentlemen on this call with me. Thank you guys. And of course, everybody out there, make sure you tune in. Check out WTMN TV on YouTube. Check out WTMN World. That's everywhere on social media. WTMNWorld.com. Follow Plenty High Edibles, follow Carter Cannabis, follow For the Bees, follow flowers.wtmn, follow Carter Bros Barbecue, follow wtmn.shop, shop with us, Cash App shop WTMN, and thank you, DT, for, you know, letting me come on.
Most definitely. Coach Wilson,
again, like T. Carter was saying, shout out to the gentleman on the panel. DT, thank you. Always a pleasure to be on your show. Keep doing what you're doing. God is blessing you. And make sure when you get your blessings, you pass them blessings on to other people. I know you will, brother, but I'm just, you know, putting it out there. Again, I don't have any shout-outs. I just want to say, you know, thank you for letting me be a part of this panel. Let me have a conversation, be a part of your platform. And I hope to do it again. T. Carter, man, if you, where are you from? Where are you from, Pontiac?
Yes, sir.
I need to link up with you, brother, so I'm going to try to look you up on Facebook or something like that so we have a conversation off the air.
Absolutely.
But just, hey, shout-out to everybody on here. Keep doing what you're doing, DT. Love the show. Love the format. God bless.
Hey, Blue, man, you want to shout-out anybody in Mineola, man?
You took them off?
Hey, man, so I'm going to shout-out to everybody. Hey, Blue, you want to shout out anybody in Mineola?
Yes. Shout out my boy JP. Shout out my old school, Mr. Johnny Powell. We at the Sugar Shack, baby. Southside Mineola.
All right. Hey, man, I want to shout out to everybody in Pontiac. Shout out to everybody on this car. Shout out to my producers out in LA at Madhouse Media. Melissa Amato, my producer, Rolo Solo Dolo. And, shout out to, my organization, the Pontiac All-Star Marching Band. Shout out to the Nothing But Skills Basketball Hoop League here in Pontiac, Michigan. And y'all gentlemen were awesome. I love you all. You boys have a good night. Y'all tune in every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock right here on IFM Radio Nation. This has been Sports Talk with DT saying y'all have a good night.
All right.